Welcome to Jessica Massey on the podcast. This is the Money Love Affair series. My name's Jess. I am your host. I am a woman's empowerment coach, spiritual business mentor, wealth coach, and manifestation queen. And we are here to talk all things money, to help you expand your relationship with money, and to talk about it in a way that you have never heard of us spoken about before. This is where we do things differently. I'm so excited to have you here. Now buckle up, sit back, and enjoy the journey. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the podcast. Today we're going to speak about risk and how, I mean, if you want to be successful, if you want a bigger reward, you need to take risk. So if you avoid risk, you're actually avoiding opportunity. And I'm going to tell you some stories of the risks that I personally have taken in my journey and how they have inevitably led to success and how you can implement this in your life, because without risk, there's no reward, right? If you're constantly playing inside of that box, you're going to only attract to the extent of the limitations you've put on yourself. If you're going to constantly play safe, you're never going to really experience the really big wins. And if you're here, I'm assuming that you want something big. Right, I'm just assuming that, making that complete assumption, because you're all my projection and I'm here for the big game, right? And I'm calling it a game on purpose because you just get to play. Like, you just get to play. And I think we take it too seriously. I really think we take it too seriously, and it doesn't need to be like that, right? However, in saying that, you got to be smart. So anything that I do, there is strategy behind it. If you think anything is random, it is not. I just live like that. I am born to think strategically. I love looking at the risk and the benefit involved in absolutely anything that I do. I get absolutely anything. You will notice that I will have done an analysis on the risk and the benefit involved before doing anything, before making any investments, before making any decisions. And with any big financial decision, there is risk involved, of course. Like, generally, there is the opportunity that it will all go wrong, right? And you need to be okay with that. You need to be okay with that, because with any big reward, there is risk. And the most influential people in the world will agree with this. And you'll know, like, a lot of really, really big businesses and companies will have been bankrupt at some point in their life. Like, it's just the way that the game works. And it's through failure, through risk taking, that actually leads people to that really big success. So in my world, so funny, somebody asked me just before, I was just doing some calls with some old clients, new clients, all of the Shazam, and the question was, okay, how do I, like, she was scared to invest, or was asking me advice on how to move past that fear of spending money. At first she said, how do you get past fear of money? I'm like, what do you mean you're scared of money? She's like, okay, actually, we got to the root of what she was meaning, where the fear was coming from, and it was fear in spending money, like, when that fear comes up. And the advice that I have may be different to other spiritual coaches that you hear and speak to, because the only way to change is through taking risks, right? To really see the change, right? Even if you do all the internal change, you're not going to see the result until you do the change, right? You can change on the inside forever. You can do so much work on the inside, but you're not going to actually feel the change until you do something differently. Am I right? Like, how can you possibly know that you've changed if you never do anything differently, right? Like, actually, have a think about that for a second. If you're continuously living inside the box and playing small, and... Oh, sorry, I just had to check behind me. If you're continuously playing small, if you're going to constantly keep playing the same thing you've been playing, you're going to continue to see the same results. You're never going to see a change in your life. Like, ever. the way that you see a change in your life is by doing something different. It's through doing a different course of action, different than you've ever done before. So I've invested a lot in my personal development, in my business. Like a lot. That's a scary amount, a lot. Especially considering I just went all in. I went from, I was going to say absolutely nothing, but I didn't have absolutely nothing. I went from leaving my corporate job, leaving the 9-to-5. I had a year off work completely. I basically was telling people that I'd retired. I'd retired at 20, how old was I? 25. Can't remember. How old am I now? I think I was 25. I said I've retired at 25. It was great. It was the best year of my whole life. Absolutely needed it because I was working a lot before that, nonstop. And so I went all in and I went, I'm actually not going to go back to a normal job. I'm going to start my business where I can help other people create wealth for themselves as well. Because it meant more to me helping all of you than it did helping big, really big businesses make even more money. It was all about the profit margin and benefiting them, which is great. And I hope that profit continues to rise as everyone deserves to. However, my skills are better off with you. My skills are better off with you. I'd much rather help you than sell products. And, you know, that's my personal thing. I'm here to be of service. I tuned into really what my soul's mission is, what I'm here to do. And I really want to be of service and help people. So, yeah, that's why I'm here, speaking on podcasts, showing up on social media, helping you change so that you can have the best life that you can possibly have, because you deserve it. And it wasn't a seamless ride. There is a lot of, like, the real shadow work. It's so much different than just journaling about your shadow work, just journaling about your triggers, journaling about what your problems are and facing those parts of yourself. Yes, that plays a part. That is a really valuable part in the journey. However, it's not where the change is. That is not where the change is. The change happens when you actually decide to act different. It comes in taking the risk, in showing up and risking looking stupid. A topic of conversation we've just started, the mastermind for the women in business, and the very first thing that we spoke about was showing up and not being scared of being seen anymore. Because even that's a risk, right? There's risk even involved in that, in going, shit, I'm going to act different. I'm going to show up on social media. I'm going to put my face on the line. I'm going to risk not knowing anything, right? Yeah, there's a risk involved in looking stupid. Maybe somebody that you know is going to make fun of you. Maybe someone you don't know is going to make fun of you. There's a risk involved in everything. And I promise you that the reward that comes from taking the risk is much more valuable than if you stay comfortable inside your little comfort box. Growth doesn't happen in the comfort zone. Growth happens in discomfort. And when you learn this, you will realize how valuable it is living in discomfort, how valuable it is for you to step outside your comfort zone, because everyone knows that growth doesn't happen inside your comfort zone. That's how people get stuck in monotonous routines. Wake up, go to the gym, have breakfast, go to work, come home, make dinner, go to sleep, wake up, go to the gym, have breakfast, go to work. Like, I know it well. Trust me, I know it well. And it was okay while it was happening. That's the thing. It's always okay. It's always fine. It's always good enough. My question is, do you want to live a life of good enough? Or do you want more? Do you want more? Because, far out, you get to have more. You really get to. The life of this life that you see of being able to walk down the beach for sunrise and not need to rush back for anything, to be able to go for a walk without checking the time, without needing to be back by a certain time, with going out for lunch and not needing to check in with somebody or let them know where you're going or how long you'll be gone, with being able to schedule something in whenever you want. If you want to have a day off in the mountains, you can, without needing permission, without needing to plan 3 weeks in advance, without needing to ask somebody, without needing to pretend that you're sick. Like, you just get to create a life like that. And does that mean that you need to quit your job? No. No, it does not. But it means allowing yourself the possibility that if it's what you want, that you can. Like, that you can create a job. If you want a job, it's great. I really want to start honing in on that. That somebody said to me, oh, it's so great that you're inspiring people to quit their jobs and start their own businesses. And yes, if that's for you, that's great. But for the majority of people that that's not for, I still want you to know that there's value in this for you. That you can have the life that you desire doing something on the side. Like, even if you don't have time, right? I hear people say they don't have time. Especially, I know there's mothers listening, people with children, people that, you know, need to work a lot to sustain their life. Maybe they're saving for something, or maybe you actually just need to work a lot because your job doesn't pay you a lot. Like, it's kind of fucked up right now. The world's very interesting. The cost of living has gone up a lot. The cost of living is the most that it's probably ever been. And the pay didn't increase to match that. Which is why a lot of people are drawn to work for themselves, because you get limitless earning potential rather than when you earn a salary, you're capped, right? That's the benefit to having your own business. Like, the exponential growth that you can have is completely up to you. Whereas when you're in a salary, you're capped to the max that you can earn, unless you get a pay rise, which is great if you can get a pay rise. However, so how can you live abundantly? How can you live a life that you want outside of that? Right? That's really where the key is. So it's, okay, what risks can I take that align with that, that allow me to live a more fulfilling life? And maybe that does mean investing your savings into starting your business. And if you're doing that, I encourage you to really have a think about who you're investing with, and if they've got the credentials, or not credentials, if they've got the experience to show you how to do it, if they've done it themselves. That's really important. If they've worked with people, if they've worked with people that you align with, or any of that, if you watch their work and you really, really, truly relate and know that they have people that have succeeded, that they've coached people to have the results that you're wanting to get, right? So yeah, if you really want to start your own business, you need to spend money to get there. You need to spend money to make money, right? You just need to. There is risk involved in making money, and they're the people that make the most money that go, okay, yes, all in, I want to make it back. And there's a lot of change in mindset and energetics that happen through this that goes, okay, I'm actually going to spend this money and I'm going to make it back. Like, undoubtedly, I've made every single bit of money that I've ever spent back. And it's because of the action and the belief and all the work that I put in that allows that to happen. It's so great. Like, the life that I live is what the money buys, right? It's so fulfilling. I'm about to go. I don't know when I'll be posting this live. Maybe you'll be listening to this while I am on my trip, most likely, actually. And the fact that money can buy that for us, and the risk involved in trusting it and knowing that you've got the foundation there to support you is key. Like, it's going, okay, I've got the foundation here to allow me to scale, to allow me to generate that really big wealth, because that's where the real power is. So along with the taking the risk, I really want you to make sure that you've got the foundation there to support you. Now, this is something that I'm really passionate about. It's the nerdy stuff that comes with all my fun stuff. You can hear my tone in my voice is already like, okay, we're going to get serious. Because I didn't get to where I am without planning, without structure, without a hell of a lot of discipline. Okay, so yes, I'm speaking about risks, I'm speaking about energetics, about how you spend money and it comes back, and I'm also speaking about the power of building a very strong foundation to support the wealth that you're building. Like, this is actually everything. Because I see a lot of people start their businesses, and yes, it's great to just start earning money. And what are you going to do if you start making a lot of money? Like, do you have the systems to support you? Do you know what to do to be able to grow? And that's really important. Like, do you actually know what to do in order to continue to scale? To hold the wealth that you want? Do you know what to do with your taxes? Do you know what to do? Like, do you have a system in place to get more clients, to hold more clients? Do you have a funnel that you know your customer journey and what messages to send to each one and what emails they need and how to track their payments? There is so much involved. And when you set this up right at the start, you're able to scale. Like, when you set it up right at the start, it's super easy to scale because you've done what you need to get there. Like, it's, yeah, once you know that you've done it, it's really easy. So, highly recommend that. Highly recommend that. And that's what you get when you work with me. I'm super fun and bubbly and we do all the fun things. And I'm also going to, like, jut in the serious things every now and then because it's really important. I want you to be successful. I really want you to be successful. Whatever that means to you, success is a very subjective term, right? Success is different to everyone. No matter who you ask, they're going to generalize success as something different. Like, success to someone that doesn't have their own business, that doesn't have a good paying job, will be, oh, I really want to be able to pay my rent. Right? Maybe you're somebody that's being supported by somebody else right now. And your success might be, I just really want to be able to give my share. That would mean that I'm successful. Success for some of you might be, I want to be in 20k profit this month. Right? Do you see how far the pendulum can swing? Like, you get to, it just is so subjective. And you get to work with whatever you want, which is what I love doing and why I love working with people closely, because we get to find the blueprint for what it is to you, to help you take aligned risks and action that support you in your vision, that support you to have the goal that you most desire. And yes, it is so different for everyone. So different for everyone. And yeah, when you start doing it, when you start taking the risks and when you start seeing the rewards, oh my God, the risk is so worth it. Maybe you've already experienced that. Maybe you're already going, yeah, I definitely see the result that's come from the big risks that I've taken. Yeah, maybe you've already seen it. And the more evidence you have that you can do it, the more easy it is to do it, to continue to do it. Yeah, super easy. Like, people ask me, how do you do it? How do you do it? You gotta first show yourself that you can. Like, the more likely you are to trust yourself is because of the evidence that you have of you showing yourself that you can. So the only way to do that is to start doing it. To start doing it and to show yourself, oh wow, I actually can. I actually can. Yeah, babe, you can. Yeah, babe, you can. And you're not going to just take my word for it. Your unconscious mind is going to want to be able to trust yourself. And how do you do that? How do you get your unconscious mind to trust yourself? Oh, well, you think it's complicated, but it's not. Start taking aligned action. If you want to start a business, start doing the steps to get there. If you want more money, start showing yourself that you're ready to do it. If you want love, start going on dates. If you want love, start taking action to have it. Like, can you realize how this conversation, although we're speaking about money, we're speaking about relationship with money, it literally impacts everything else. It does. It truly ripples into every aspect of life. And this is why I love it so much, because you're getting so much more than what you think. Money is such a beautiful beacon for us to see the rest of the problems, right? Whatever you feel about money, you feel about something else in your life. So how great is it that we have money here to show us all the flaws in us, to show us all the ways that we can improve, the ways that we can allow more in, all the ways that we might be pushing things away without realizing it. If someone were to give you $100,000 today, what would you say? And that answer will tell you a lot about yourself or where you're at. Like that answer, the answer that you give to that question will be different on what stage you're at in your life and your journey right now. And it's a super fun one to ask yourself. I remember at the start, I wouldn't even receive people helping me. And I was not in an abundant mindset back then, because living in an abundant mindset means I allow people to help. I allow wealth and abundance to come in any way, shape or form. So that means if someone was to give you $100,000, okay, you receive it. Receive it. And, you know, do those things in order to make it valuable. And yeah, really, just, oh my God, can we just loop it right back to the start? Just take the risk and do the thing. Invest in the thing. Start somewhere, because that's where the real change is. Yeah, that's my biggest advice. Just do it. Nike. Depends. Depends. Did you know, apparently, Americans and Australians say that different. It's either Nike or Nike. Depends on who you ask. I've said Nike. So, just do it. Yay. I love you all. Tune in for the next episode. Abundance Codes is the link in my bio. You can jump in and do it. The price is just about to go up. So, jump in and do it. Payment plans are available, because you deserve the wealth. You absolutely deserve the wealth. You deserve to make it happen. Right. So, yeah. I'll post the link for that in the show notes. And if you love this episode, I'd love for you to like, share, subscribe, share it to a friend. Do whatever you got to do to spread the message, because when we allow somebody else to succeed, we succeed more. This has been Money Love Affair, Jessica Massey on the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.